Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Brandt is our guest. He's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of DSI, Inc., and that's DSI.biz, is that right, Bill?
It is. It's DSI.BSI.
BIZ.
Tough morning already.
And that's what you do. You help. The reason why I wanted Bill on here today, folks, is because you're the work that you do is basically what the government is trying to do right now is to work out of a problem. I wrote an article a while back. I'll have to send it to you just a couple of weeks ago, where I said, you know, America needs a turnaround plan. And we need to call in the turnaround specialist right now to solve a problem that can still be solved. Because if we don't do it now, before long, a couple of 3 years from now, we will call those same people, but they won't be called turnaround specialists. They'll be called workout specialists.
Well, you know.
Is that right or wrong?
Somewhat right. Don't hurt
yourself throwing me a bone here, Bill.
No. But here, the truth is, everybody I've ever met in business says, "Let me at the government. The government's got to be run more like a business." And the truth is, Jim, having seen the government and politics up for close for 40 years, it can't be. The political connotations in this business are far different. You know, our business leaders all talk about, you know, I should run the government like a business. But the truth of the matter is that our business leaders don't face election every 2 or 3 years.
Well, you know what, Bill, let me tell you something. I would agree with you on that, except here's the problem I've got. When the government tries to run our businesses, now that's when they start coming back the other way. Because what irritates me is when politicians start talking about creating jobs. You know what? They don't know how to do that.
They
have
no
idea. So get out of the way of the people who know how to create jobs.
If
Mr. Obama said, Jim, you can tell me one thing, one sentence, I would say, Mr. Obama, get out of the way of people who actually can create jobs.
No argument. I've got to tell you, business leaders can't run government. They are different things, but
right.
Government can't run business either.
Exactly.
And the problem is that both of them delude each other about that.
That's right. So, let me ask you. I want to talk about the credit rating. Will America's credit rating be downgraded regardless of what happens?
Yeah.
Who's going to do that? Standard Poor's?
Probably Fitch or Moody's before S&P does it. But yeah, I think that, you know, if you don't
if that happens, what's that going to do?
It'll probably have an effect on interest rates in the near term, but not greatly. You know,
is that going to be
more academic?
Is that going to be a smudge on America that we won't get over?
No, but I will tell you that the use of the American currency as the world standard reserve currency is probably waning, and this will add to that. Momentum.
And what's that going to do for the future of America?
I don't know. I'm not sure that the use of the American currency post-World War II as the gold standard, if you will, is an aberration of history. Perhaps it's wise that the euro and some of the other currencies also are freely traded as the British pound was before World War II, along with the American dollar. But I think some Americans will view that as a continuing waning of our dominance.
That'll be part of the political debate, won't it?
It'll be part of the political fallout, that's for sure.
Yeah. So the credit rating will be downgraded. That could affect things like how oil is denominated, right? It could be.
Yeah. We're not going to drop to B or C. That AAA credit rating, I would think, is somewhat in danger. And some of this is because Washington has pounded on the credit agencies to be real, and you got to be careful what you ask for, as Mom once told me.
Right. Who's going to be the political? Who's going to lose? Who's going to be the winner and loser politically over what happens in the next 10 days?
I think Obama will be. I say that.
You think he'll be the loser?
I think right now the Republican House has trapped him into going along with their plan essentially by just saying no. Any threat of a veto is hollow at this point, and most people know it.
Yeah, because he is the president, right? I mean, he's the guy who's supposed to make this happen.
No, actually, historically, the debt ceiling was ultimately and completely a function of the legislative branch of government.
But that's
the executive
not what.
Branch.
But that's
no,
not what...
he injected himself into mm-hmm. this, and I have always said, if you're going to fight a battle, make sure you can win it.
Yeah, yeah, and so you think he'll be the loser in this,
I think the polls show that,
don't they?
No, the polls actually show that the Republicans are bigger losers than the president. I think they're both going to be losers. I don't think it will add luster to anybody.
Yeah.
And I think it will deepen the American public's impression that
their
gridlock
cynicism.
Is just, you know, yeah. I mean, the mm-hmm. cynicism will be rife after this, that nobody
yeah.
can solve this.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. I always appreciate your perspectives.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, Brandt. That's DSI.biz is his website. Check it out. A lot of great articles there. On running your business. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.